Making sure the books are in order, not only for yourself, but future generations. We're going to talk about that again with Bridget Finke, and Bridget is our expert attorney with Valley Crossing Law, now headquartered in the Baldwin area. And Bridget, I'm sure you sat up on election night like everybody else, wondering how the election was going to turn out. And after we did find out how it was going to turn out, then your attention turned to what does that mean for the things I work with as far as taxes, as far as estate planning and things like that. And while there might be some changes, do you think there might be radical changes, or what kind of advice do you have for people trying to put a plan together?
Well, really right now, you don't want to base your plan on speculation of what you think is going to happen. And certainly knowing which party is going to be in the White House gives us an indication, probably, of where the policies are going to go and what's apt to change. But I certainly wouldn't, you know, throw out the plan that you put in place during the Obama administration now because Trump is going to be in office. And nor do you want to just bank on the fact that, hey, we've got a Republican in Congress and he's going to throw out the estate tax completely. So, hey, don't worry about that estate tax planning anymore. You know, we really want to sit back and actually see what happens. I mean, we all know proposals that have happened in the past. And in fact, the estate tax did get thrown out for a very short period of time.
Yeah, I think it was like for about less than 1 year. And I know some people that I think of George Steinbrenner, the Yankee owner, died. So all his sons inherited all his assets without an estate tax. But there are implications to that as well.
Right. The last time they threw out the estate tax completely, they also eliminated a real tax advantage, particularly for farmers, which is this idea that when assets pass at death, they get a readjustment in their tax value or their tax basis. So, for instance, if we had bought the farm for $100 an acre and now it's worth $5,100 an acre, you know, had mom or dad sold that acre of land during life, they would have paid tax on $5,000, that difference between that $100 they paid for it and what it's worth. When those assets pass at death, under the current scheme, you get a readjustment in that tax basis. So now that land from a tax value is worth $5,100 an acre. So now we can sell it to Junior for $5,100 an acre and not pay any tax, or more likely, Junior gets it. Now he's got basis in that, and when it's time to transition to the next generation, hey, we've got that basis. That's tax-free money that can be pulled out of that farm operation to support the next generation in retirement without paying a bunch of tax. So the last time that estate tax went away, that bump up, that step up in basis also went away. It was what they called a modified step up basis. There was a certain amount we got stepped up, but not the full amount, regardless of the amount of assets, the way we do now. And that can have huge implications when you start thinking about farm assets, equipment that we purchased in a year where we had a lot of, we had good income. And so we wanted to take 179 expense and fully depreciate that, write that all off in 1 year. Well, now from tax value, that piece of equipment is worth zero, even if maybe it's a, you know, $500,000 combine. If somebody owns that and they pass away and now it passes on and maybe that it's still worth $490,000, hey, that's $490,000 of income tax deduction potentially we could take all over again.
Nothing in life is free.
And that whole step-up basis law, you know, it's kind of the best tax law on the books. The problem is you have to die to take advantage of it. So you certainly don't want to be taking advantage of it, but it is a huge advantage. And in Wisconsin, we actually get that benefit twice when you're a married couple. When the first spouse passes away, and again when the second spouse passes away. And so that can really open the door for transition planning for us. You know, we've all heard the you can't afford to sell.
Yep.
Because of the tax implications. Well, if we held those assets during life and one spouse passes away, all those problems go away under the current scheme. So I always want to tell people to be careful. Don't be too excited about, you know, the idea of the estate tax going away, because we want to know what the whole picture is. We're always weighing, you know, our scales when we do these planning is never just a two-sided scale. We've got about six buckets around that we're trying to balance in the middle and hedge our bets on all of those issues. So it's just good to keep your ear to the ground for now.
So in other words, get your transition plan started if you haven't, and don't pay attention to Washington. Pay attention to the laws that are on the books now and work that way.
And be sure to just plan flexibility into your plan so that we can adjust as those tax laws change. I mean, the good news is on the estate tax side of things is we tend not to have a significant change year to year as you do with your income tax planning. But hey, those are the questions to ask when you're in for your year-end income tax planning. You know, talk to your tax preparer. Hey, what do you see coming? Is there anything we should be doing now before year-end, before potential changes go in effect?
What about between now and the end of the year? Say, you know, gifting and things like that to look at. Should we still be doing that? And we can still do that.
You can still do that. And there's kind of a case for more gifting right now because of that proposal that you and I have talked about before, to eliminate the idea of lack of marketability or minority interest discounts that often allows us to move more value and have it count against us from a tax perspective as less. And so that is another thing that could go away. And that and that seems the opposite probably of what you would think based on what just happened with the election. But that's coming from the IRS, coming from the administrative body, not from Congress. And so we want to keep our eyes on that. You know, this may be the last year that you can give $100,000 worth of land and maybe only have it count as $80,000 or $70,000 if you've been using business entities and utilizing that. So it's a good year to, you know, still think about that. Does that make sense in your plan? Or, hey, do your worries go away if that estate tax goes away? You know, each individual person's what the estate value is, what we have set up for business entities. So I certainly wouldn't just ignore it, you know, still consider those things and likely stay the course and unless and until we actually see some changes enacted.
Yeah, I guess it's safe. The old saying, CYA, is the safest way to do it, that's for sure. And gifting, discounting, are they pretty much the same thing? Are they different?
Well, gifting, the idea of gifting is just trying to get assets out of your estate. And the idea of discounting is that if we've set things up in a way where we can justify it under the current laws, we can actually give some away but have it count for less. So if you've got everything just in your own name individually, you're not going to be able to take advantage of that discounting. But if you've got some business entities, done some things, then that's
like
an option on the table.
LLC and things like that, then you can use that discounting.
Correct. LLC, corporation, any of those.
How much limits do we have on that? Depending on the size of the operation, the dollars involved, everybody's going to be a little different, I would assume.
Exactly, as well as how aggressive the people signing your tax return are willing to be in taking that discounting. You know, I tend to always think that 20% were probably pretty safe, but I've seen people push that much higher than that.
All right, so what the future holds, we will wait and see. As Bridget said, stay the course with the plan that you've got in place. And if you don't have a plan in place, get started. Bridget does that, of course, on a regular basis. Valley Crossing Law over in the Baldwin area. How do we get a hold of you outside of knowing that you're in Baldwin? You got a phone number?
We do. It's 715-688-4045. Or you can get right to our farm page by going to wisconsinfarmlaw.com.
All right. It's that simple. Bridget Finke at Valley Crossing Law, Baldwin. Farm gal herself, as we've said many times, from over in central Wisconsin. If you've got questions on estate planning, taxes, they can handle it for you at Valley Crossing Law. Bob Bosol again visiting this morning with Bridget Finke.